Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In order to introduce this topic, I like to read from an article by Report 24, dated April 3, saying this: "The Church's decline in values is progressing. The Good Friday service deals with Jesus' last words, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' This is how the ARD, which is Germany's first public television company, announced the bizarre spectacle that was offered to viewers on Good Friday. Dancing is still often banned on the so-called silent holiday," we're speaking about Germany here, "but the Protestant Church obviously does not believe in this. The service shown on ARD was introduced by a dance performance that gave rise to worrying associations with demonic possession. Many believers must have felt God-forsaken in view of this performance. Many users associated the spectacle with exorcisms. Some brought the depiction of epileptic seizures into play. According to their own statements, commentators initially thought the dancer was German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock." What does that say about the German political and media apparatus? "The embarrassing performance caused people to shake their heads far beyond the country's borders." In English, one ex-user stated, "The Germans have literally gone mad. You've lost your mind. Crazy. Demonic possession is not an art," criticized another user. Now, this is obviously seen differently in the modern church. "The fact that the church is moving further and further from its values and therefore also its believers is nothing new. Just remember the German Evangelical Church Conference last year, where a pastor announced that God was queer. It's no longer surprising that people are increasingly leaving the church. Both the Protestant and Catholic churches today are at the service of the powerful and their agendas, not at the service of people and communities. For religious people, this is sheer betrayal." Now, the situation will change. However, the question, "Have the Germans gone mad?" is something which I like to now introduce insofar as the next topic is concerned, the topic of the German military. Deutsche Welle wrote on April 4, "The new Bundeswehr is to become war ready and flexible," Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said as he announced his plans to restructure the German army. Pistorius, currently Germany's most popular politician, according to polls, had chosen the date quite deliberately, the 75th anniversary of the founding of NATO. At the time, it was a turning point in world politics. The new alliance of Western states against the threat posed by socialist communist states in the East. Pistorius now also wants a turning point for his Bundeswehr. "Nobody should get the idea of attacking us as a NATO territory," he said in Berlin on Thursday. "The long-term plan for reform is to move the armed forces away from laborious long-term missions, such as in Afghanistan, Mali, Kosovo, or the Horn of Africa, towards national defense." According to Pistorius, he wants to make the troops fit for war. "The Bundeswehr's operations will soon be coordinated in one place. The so-called operational command, where previously domestic and foreign operations had been managed separately." Pistorius also wants to make the Bundeswehr fit for a relatively new front in global wars and plans to establish a new branch of the armed forces in the cyber and information warfare. There will also be a support command for medical supplies and logistics, or attacks with nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons, which will be available to all branches of the armed forces. He also said he wants to give himself and his team 6 months to implement the reform. Many observers had expected Pistorius to present his ideas for the potential reintroduction of compulsory military service, though nothing along those lines came on Thursday. But the Bundeswehr remains short of new recruits. Pistorius is apparently continuing to examine models of compulsory military service and has taken a look at the practice in Scandinavian countries. On Thursday, however, he merely mentioned that models also had been considered in the event of a reintroduction of compulsory military service. As we have warned for many, many years and decades, Germany is clearly preparing for nuclear, biological, and chemical war. And the world is sound asleep. Now, coming back to the question of, has Germans gotten mad? How do the Germans feel about military service, about a unified army, a powerful army? Here's an article by Deutsche Welle dated April 5. Germans feel that there is a high global security threat. 7 out of 10 consider the threat to peace and security in Europe to be very serious or serious, much higher than 5 years ago, and the result appears to be more support for NATO and the European Union. Most German voters are open to the idea of a German or European defense force. Almost 6 out of 10 German citizens currently support the formation of a joint EU military. 1 in 3 people currently believe that EU membership has advantages for Germany overall. Now, at this point, most Germans still want to cooperate with NATO, fighting together with NATO. But this will change too. And now the question of military service. NTV wrote on April 9. A slim majority of Germans, 52%, are in favor of reintroducing compulsory military service, which was suspended more than 10 years ago. The majority against reintroducing compulsory military service are still those under 30, as well as supporters of the Green Party and the FDP. The strongest supporters of reintroducing compulsory military service are among the supporters of the Union parties, which are the parties by Angela Merkel and those in Bavaria, and that's surprising, the BSW, which is a left party of Sarah Wagenknecht, and the AfD. Now, the AfD, of course, is a right-wing party. That party is complaining about helping Ukraine. They say we should not in any way assist Ukraine. And they also are saying that Russia is not going to attack any NATO member. They too are for the reintroduction of compulsory military service. And then it says that the supporters of the SPD, which is kind of the ruling party of the coalition government, they are divided on the issue. Now, you might say, so what's the big deal? There are other countries, they have military service, compulsory military service, and also they are developing a military power, becoming a military might. So why shouldn't Germany? Well, because Germany is in a different category. I'm not just talking about the past. I'm talking about the future. When Germany starts talking about war, talking about preparing for war, then we are in big trouble. We have prepared a free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. You need this booklet. You should read very carefully what we have to say as to what's going to happen in the near future. As I said, Germans are now developing into a situation where they could be described, as some have done, as having become mad. And that is something we should be very, very concerned about. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Ling for the Standing Watch program.
The Bible has much to say about the future of Germany and Europe and what this means for the rest of the world. Germany will rise again to become the leading nation of a conquering military power bloc. It will even attack and destroy the USA and the UK. But ultimately, Europe, under Germany, will fall again and be defeated and destroyed by an alliance of Far Eastern nations. Request your free booklet now to see the significance of Europe's future and Germany's role in biblical prophecy.